This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run, and you're here with Xiao Ning and Koo Soo Chuang. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking to Julia Goh, senior economist at UOB Bank Malaysia, on Bank Negara's OPR cut. And in the meantime, we're also running a poll asking you, will the Malaysian economy get better or worse in the second half of 2020? But let's talk about state politics. Because the Nikkei Asian Review reported on Sunday that the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin could be eyeing snap polls in March 2021, and this is according to sources. There have also been rumours that elections could be called at the end of the year after the tabling of Budget 2021 in November. So in the midst of the ongoing speculation, Pakatan Harapan has come out to say on Monday that it will not dissolve state parliaments within its control if snap polls are actually called.
Yeah, so in a statement signed by the leaders of PKR, DAP and Amana, PH said that the focus of both federal and state governments should be on helping the public following the pandemic. And of course, as we know, PH and its allies hold four state governments, Selangor, Penang, Negeri Sembilan and Sabah.
So the question is this a sound strategy for the opposition states? And to help us answer this question, joining us this morning is O.E. Sun, senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, and of course, a longtime political observer of Malaysian politics. First, the basic question, do states actually have the leeway to determine their own general elections?
Well, we have several levels of government, right? So the federal constitution would delineate how federal elections are carrying out, whereas state constitutions have provisions as to how state elections would be carried out. So, but of course, the overall one person, one vote type of system is there. So in theory, for example, even now, Sarawak state election, it's about usually 2 to 3 years after the general election. So it is possible for state to legally hold their state election separately from the federal one. Yeah,
Isan, would it also be more advantageous for these Pakatan states to sit out these snap polls, or is there a case to be made for them to also go to elections at the same time as the rest of the country?
Well, it depends on your point of view, and even for them, it could be argued either way, disadvantages or advantages. Of course, to have polls, state and federal, all together, you'll be, well, shall we say, cost-saving, right? I mean, it costs a bit less than if you hold it separately. Now, as for Pakatan Harapan, if they do hold their state elections in conjunction with federal election, I think what they had in mind was the federal government would then be able to use their very big machinery, incumbent machinery, to also have more advantages in state election as well. Whereas Pakatan now be in opposition, they had to sort of take care of the state and the federal levels of elections at the same time. They might not be able to divide the time and these resources. But if you argue it the other way, let's say Pakatan Harapan focus on only the federal election and refuse to host state elections in their own states, then, when it comes to the state elections, the federal government, which is very likely to be still the other side, will focus all the energy and resources on these state elections, right? So I think what they also had in mind was, of course, because if election is going to hold very soon, it's very likely that, for example, UMNO and PAS in particular, they are going to win a lot of seats. And Pakatan Harapan at this point would not like to see that. Yeah.
Do you also then think that Pakatan Harapan, in a way, by, let's say, delaying state elections to a later date, is actually buying time to get its house in order? Because, at this juncture, do we know for certain who the leader is and who their candidate for PM is?
You're very right. I think that is also part of their calculation as well, that they had to really sort out who is actually their senior leadership. Is it Anwar? Is it Dr. Mahathir? Or is it, as is rumour nowadays, Datuk Shafiq Abdal from Sabah? then, well, you can more confidently go into an election. You can't have a say over when federal election is held, but at least in those states where you are holding the state government, you could decide when is the most opportune time. Yeah.
Yeah, he said Pakistan and his allies have seen their hold on the states dwindle to four after the February change of government. In your opinion, how secure is their footing in these remaining states? I mean, there's already rumours of Selangor's shaky position.
Well, in Selangor and in Penang, I think if I'm not mistaken, they hold a 2/3 majority, right? In Sabah, it's not technically a Pakatan state, but of course it's held by Warisan in conjunction with Pakatan component parties. That's also 2/3 majority. The most vulnerable, as I look at it, is Negeri Sembilan, right? Because officially, Negeri Sembilan state opposition leader is no other than the number two in UMNO, namely Mohammad Hassan. If UMNO were to sort of flex its muscle a little bit, trying to strengthen its position and then so on, it could, ask for a few state assembly persons to jump over. And in theory, they could form a simple majority and thereby state government. In Selangor, I think it's more a question of some of these PKR members of State Assembly, their loyalty, whether it's really with PKR or is it with ASMIN and so on. But with 2/3 majority, I think it's a bit more difficult, yeah.
And Isan, do you think there will be snap general elections in Malaysia?
I think that depends on how hard is UMNO pushing. Just like just now, we are talking about this dilemma as to who is the leading member of Pakatan Harapan, right? In Perikatan Nasional, there's also a similar power struggle going on. UMNO would, on the one hand, still like to be in power, but perhaps they would really like to be in charge of Perikatan Nasional government. So that means, for example, there will be conflict between them and the incumbent Prime Minister Muhyiddin. If they really want to push for a general election and so on, Muhyiddin will have to give in because they are the party with the most numbers of MPs here.
Yeah, you said Parliament also convenes on Monday next week. What are your expectations for this sitting?
Well, if you are talking about the national interest, of course, then this sitting would be very crucial in the sense that you have to pass legislations about the revival of the economy, supplementary budgets, and so on, right? On a more partisan basis, I think Muhyiddin himself, not necessarily his whole government, I think Muhyiddin himself would not like to see too many votes, especially those votes, parliamentary votes, which deals with money, so-called money bills, being tabled. Because we are a country which practices the Westminster parliamentary tradition. And in this tradition, so-called money bills, namely bills dealing with finance and money, can be construed as vote of no confidence or confidence. So let's say if there is such a supplementary budget bill, right? In theory, Muhyiddin should squeeze by because, in theory, his side has some sort of majority. But let's say UMNO plays funny. UMNO suddenly withdraws some support and so on. So, that technically can be construed as a vote of no confidence against him if those bills cannot be passed. Yeah.
And Isan, back to this UMNO, we occasionally see some voices within UMNO saying that Tan Sri Muhyiddin may not be the automatic choice of prime minister if they win the next general election. What do you make of all this?
Well, I mean, UMNO is a political party with ambition of its own and certainly the ruling party for the longest period of time. It is only natural that, them as the largest component party to try to, really take charge of this coalition, right? Instead of having the leader of a smaller, much smaller faction being the leader of this coalition. That is what they are trying to do. Not quite illegitimately. I mean, it's if you argue it from a political point of view, it's very natural for them to do so. But of course, they also could not live without Muhyiddin's faction, because they have a simple majority, and nowadays every vote counts, I mean, in the parliament. Yeah.
Okay, that was Oi San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. So going to be an interesting next few months to see whether we will really have that snap elections. And I'm also curious what's going to be debated in Parliament on Monday.
Probably going to be quite innocuous. Probably going to not quite too much controversy, I guess. But yeah, the next 6 months of the year is going to be very interesting.
Well, up next, we'll be speaking to Grant Bowers, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Templeton, on the second half expectations of US markets. That's going to be happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.